Hello. Welcome back to A Nugget of Truth. Now it's time to look at the first of the elementary principles that we mentioned in Hebrews chapter 6, 1 through 3. And the first is repentance from dead works. Now, there are three ideas that we will look at. First of all, repentance. Secondly, dead works. And then finally, repentance from dead works. Now, what does the word repent mean? Is it just being sorry, or is there more to it? Biblical repentance means the following: regret or guilt that results in a reversal of one's decision, a change of mind of a purpose one has formed or of something one has done. So repentance has everything to do with a change in direction. Repentance is not just simply feeling sorry. It's more than that. It's coming to the realization you were wrong, and that you want to change as a result of that awareness. There's a major difference between worldly sorrow and godly sorrow. Worldly sorrow is when you regret eating that entire half gallon of ice cream. Do you believe it? But you're not really sorry, because you know that if you had the opportunity, you'd probably do it again. But godly sorrow is when you realize that God is right and you decide to change your ways with the help of the Holy Spirit. So true repentance must involve the Holy Spirit, because only as you cooperate with Him can you change. Now, there are two kinds of repentances. The first repentance is unto salvation. And that is the type of repentance where you recognize that God exists, that Jesus died for you, and that you made a decision to receive Him into your life. Now, the second kind of repentance is the repentance that a believer experiences when, for sins or of actions or inactions, what we might call unrighteous behavior. You see, with the believer, spiritual change is instantaneous, but soul change takes time. As believers, we're not perfect, and we will make mistakes. And when we do, we can repent and be assured of forgiveness. If you are a Christian, you have this promise: if we confess our sins, He, meaning Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. That was 1 John 1:9. Let me share you my story. Until I came to know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, I was an atheist. I was raised in a very moral environment, and by and large, I was a good person. But despite that, I had my share of guilt and regrets about decisions I made in my life. I was sorry for the things that I had done, but I could find no relief from the feelings of shame and regret. It was not until I asked Jesus into my life that true forgiveness was mine. I had to repent of denying that Jesus was God and that He died for my sins. I had to do that first. That was a repentance unto salvation. Then, and only then, was I able to be forgiven of my actions and have the guilt lifted from my life. When Paul the Apostle wrote 1 Corinthians, it was to a church that was doing things that were very un-Christian. It was to Christians. It was a sharply written letter or epistle designed to lay out the truth. That letter must have caused a lot of pain and soul searching for the Corinthian church. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul rejoices in the fact that they have repented and turned around in their thinking and in their actions. 2 Corinthians 7, beginning in verse 9, says the following: "Now I rejoice, not that I made you sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance, for you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death." You see, sometimes sorrow and regret can lead to the most profound changes in the direction of our lives. Now, Christians have an expression, and the expression is, "Bring your sins to the foot of the cross and then leave them there." And what this means is that you've repented, acknowledging your sin, accepted Jesus' forgiveness, and now it's time to let it go. However, Satan will try to make you think and feel that you're not forgiven and try to make you pick up again what you left at the foot of the cross. You see, Satan is a liar and a thief. John 10:10 tells us that. Now, while it's true that even after you've repented, you may still feel some sorrow, but that's just a feeling. You see, if you've truly turned around, that feeling will pass as you grow in the Lord. What is important is to believe by faith that you have been forgiven, regardless of what your emotions might say or even what others might say. Now, as a believer, I've got some really great news. And that is that the issue of sin has been dealt with, and you will not suffer the consequences of hell. But when you do stumble and sin, like breaking one of the Ten Commandments, then you have the assurance that when you bring it to the cross, you will be forgiven. Now, how cool is that? Now, next time, we'll look at dead works. But as we close, I want to encourage you, if you're dealing with guilt and your shame, then I encourage you to leave it at the foot of the cross. Repent of it and believe that God has forgiven you. God bless you. We'll see you next time.